And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 9th of August, 2016. It was on this day, 1974, Richard Nixon officially resigned from the presidency, 11:35 in the morning, and Gerald Ford took the oath of office. It's the birthday of the woman who created Mary Poppins, Pamela Lyndon Travers, P.L. Travers, born Queensland, Australia. 1899, created the British nanny who appears at a household in a high wind and floats away when the wind changes. It's the birthday of Isaac Walton, Stafford, England, 1593, famous in his time as the biographer of George Herbert and John Donne and many others, and also author of a book which has remained in print for more than 350 years, The Complete Angler, or The Contemplative Man's Recreation, all about fishing, tips for fishing, anecdotes and instructions and poems and commentary about what makes fishing so special. It's the birthday of the mystery writer Jonathan Kellerman, born on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, 1949, went off to UCLA, studied child psychology, got his Ph.D. when he was just 24 years old, and wrote a medical textbook, Psychological Aspects of Childhood Cancer. But he'd been writing fiction all along, and by the time he completed his Ph.D., he'd also completed 8 unpublished novels. His first published novel, When the Bough Breaks, came out in 1985, featuring a forensic psychologist named Alex Delaware, who went on to appear in 30 more of Kellerman's books. Kellerman grew up going to Jewish day school, and he said, so much of Scripture deals unflinchingly with the worst aspects of human behavior. It's the perfect education for a crime novelist. His most recent novel is Breakdown, came out this year. And it's the birthday of the poet Philip Larkin, born Coventry, England, 1922. Father was a city treasurer, Nazi enthusiast, mother an anxious woman. Boy grew up with poor eyesight and a stammer, and he sought refuge in books. Went off to Oxford, studied literature, wanted to write fiction, came out with his first collection of poetry not until 1945, called The North Ship. Wrote 2 novels after that. Spent more than 30 years as a librarian at the University of Hull. Private man, rode a bike to work 5 days a week. Published only 4 short volumes of poetry in his lifetime, fewer than 100 pages. Never married, lived alone, was known as a curmudgeonly glum person. Never gave readings of his poems. And yet he became one of the most popular poets in Great Britain. Philip Larkin said, I think writing about unhappiness is probably the source of my popularity, if I have any. After all, most people are unhappy, don't you think? Deprivation is for me what daffodils were for Wordsworth. Here's a poem for today by Philip Larkin, Cut Grass. Cut grass lies frail, brief as the breath, moan stalks, exhale. Long, long the death it dies in the white hours of young leafed June, with chestnut flowers, with hedges, snow-like strewn, white lilac bowed. Lost lanes of Queen Anne's lace, and that high-builded cloud moving at summer's pace. Cut Grass by Philip Larkin from The Complete Poems, published by Faber & Faber and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.